Look, we were disappointed last week, obviously drawing at home, but I think you've seen during the weekend UCD went and beat Bohemians. That's the nature of this league. We were very frustrated last week, but thankfully a crowd stayed behind us and we kept going right the last minute. We had 12 opportunities to score. We didn't take one of those opportunities, so look, we got to move on. We got to make sure now that next game at home, we got to try and win the game, but under no illusions, it's going to be very difficult. Sligo have been very good this year, in their recent results. You know, they've drawn on Tala, drawn with Waterford, drawn with St Pat's, drawn with Cork, beat Bowes away. So, you know, they beat UCD 5 as well. So, look, it's that we've got to be really at our best on Friday night to make sure that we get anything from the game.
Obviously, there'll be one change. I know we won toll, but what's the situation? Anybody else? You know, obviously, Darren McCullough and Junior.
Well, Darren came off with a niggle last week. He had, first of all, a dead leg, and then he had an ankle injury when the keeper, Cairns, caught him with this crazy offside rule, caught him and followed through and hurt his ankle. So, Darren, done a light session today. We'll play up a year and see how he is closer to kickoff. Junior, again, has done a light bit of training, but again, he hasn't opened up, so we'll see how he is. Owen has broke a bone in his wrist, but thankfully he's suspended this week. I don't think the wrist injury is that bad. It's a small, tiny scaphoid bone that sometimes can heal very quickly. But all in all, we're in a very good place. Michael McCrudden's returned back from his honeymoon in very good condition and has trained today. Michael will be a brilliant player for us as the season evolves. But also our under-19s and 17s are in a very good place at the moment, and the young players played extremely well in a game against Institute behind closed doors on Tuesday night. They played extremely well last night in the under-19 game against Van Harps, and they were excellent here at home to Longford last week. So we're very much looking to the fast track some of our best young players on the senior squad. They come on a daily basis and train with us, and certainly don't let themselves down. So as the season evolves again, I would like to incorporate a lot of these young players and give them their opportunities. Jack Malone's been outstanding for us any time he's came on. So all in all, we've good competition for places, and we want to push it on now.
Obviously, with Michael back, is he available for sort of selection, or just
we'll see how he reacts. He's only a couple of days training under his belt. We'll see how he reacts. But the one thing we're certainly not going to do with Michael McCrudden is take gambles with him. He's been out that long, so we're not going to take gambles with him and rush him back and then lose him for another long period. But is he close? He's very close. I think he's very close, but you know, again, it's something on a daily basis we got to monitor. But what a good player he's going to be coming into the end of the season, and a real attacking threat, and it gives us completely different dimensions. What we have got at the club now at the moment is really good versatility. McCauley can play in a number of positions. McCrudden can play in a number of positions. Davis can play in a number of positions. You know, Owen Stokes can play in a number of positions. Jamie McDonough can play in a number of positions. So we have versatility, and we have opportunities to tweak and change things as we move forward.